Hallelujah.
Now you may be seated for the next few minutes as we glean upon the things that God emphasized during the course of the conference. And this is where the strength of our faith is. Each one of us being a recipient of the Holy Spirit has a few set of responsibilities to uphold. Hallelujah. In order for us to establish a background, we'll just take one or two scriptures to follow the sequence, and in order for us to be acquainted with the apostolic model. Acts chapter 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which God had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and on to the uttermost part of the earth. Now, for those of you that attended the Sunday service we held, we spoke about the recipe for a balanced spiritual life. And in that recipe, we saw the need for wonder. We saw the need for spiritual rest. And then we saw the need for power. If wonder is not in your life, you have difficulties trusting God. If spiritual rest is not in your life, you'll not be able to tap in the refreshing that is in the spirit. And there is a possibility that you'll be pegged on a spiritual level for a long time. And if you don't have power in your life, you don't have the ability to knock things down. Because in the spirit realm, you find out that there will be great opposition that will stand against your spiritual life, and you must have ability to knock things down, to blast things. Okay, we did not finish that teaching because it was not meant to be finished, actually. It was just something to give the Holy Ghost an entrance. And we had quite an entrance that morning. But today, before we pray, I want to show us that how that it is possible for you to have received a spiritual thing. You know, it's easier to lose a spiritual thing than a physical thing. Easier to lose. Easier to lose a spiritual thing than a physical thing. Now, so the Bible makes us to understand that when Jesus was resurrected from the dead, he ascended to heaven, In heaven, he sought clearance from the Father and received a pass to have 40 days of interference with the earth realm, so that he will be able to bring the apostles to the full knowledge of the purpose of his mission. It was in that pass, that period, where Jesus secured the pass. And there's a reason why I said he had to secure a pass to come into the earth realm. If you're a student of John, you'll be able to know that. But that is not the reason why we came today. So he secured a pass to come back and fine-tune the knowledge that his disciples had concerning the essence of his coming. It was in that day that he fine-tuned and revealed that what exactly he came to advertise was a kingdom. God's way of manifesting, God's way of governance, God's way of manipulating things in keeping with his design. Now, so the sum total of the revelation of the Bible is the kingdom of God. The kingdom. So the Bible is the book of the kingdom. The Quran is a political book. You study the Quran critically, you see the spirit of the Quran. And the goal of the Quran is world domination and conquest. Now, that's why the book needs someone, the Quran needs someone to fight for Allah. Because it's an earthly kingdom. It's about dominion in the earthly spheres. And that is what determines the strategies that are employed in enforcing the perspective of the kingdom. But Jesus did not speak about a kingdom that is of this world. He spoke about a kingdom that is in heaven. And he wanted his followers to understand the purpose of his mission. And for 40 days after his resurrection, he had to come back to bring them into perspective as to what the essence of his mission was. Are you still with me? Now, let's look at it quickly. I just want us to pick some points, and then we'll be able to pray with full understanding of how to secure spiritual things. Amen. Seeing that Jesus was speaking about the kingdom, and the Bible says that he gave commandments unto the apostles. That means in dispatching kingdom knowledge, kingdom insight, there were some commandments apart from the Ten Commandments that were given to the followers of Jesus. Some commandments. A commandment is compulsory. If you are going to be a citizen of the kingdom, a functional citizen of the kingdom, a practical citizen of the kingdom, Jesus gave some commandments that they had to keep up with. Now, because the subject of emphasis was kingdom, and at that point in time, the understanding of the apostles had not yet really conformed with what Jesus was emphasizing, a question was tossed to Jesus. What was this question? One of the apostles, I don't know if the name of the person that asked the question okay, the name was not included. But the question is in verse 6. He said, when they were therefore come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Now, seeing that the emphasis that Jesus was drawing upon was about kingdom, about God's dominion, about God's government, staying under God's government, functioning under God's government, Because the gospel that Jesus preached in the parables that he gave us was the gospel of the kingdom. And since the time of the fall, we became independent from God. We could live apart from God. Now that state of existence is called rebellion. Alright? So the gospel of the kingdom comes to bring us under the government of God. Comes to emphasize the fact that our lives are futile except they are figured within the context of the government and the rule of God that has its operational base in the third heavens. Except we live lives that subscribe to the philosophy of God and his operation in the third heavens, our lives figured only as objectives of time is vain. And so the guys were now picking it up gradually. I said, all right, is it in this dispensation that you will restore Israel to become a self-governing nation? Because their perspective of the kingdom was a little bit defective. Their perspective of the kingdom was Israel as a nation. That Israel as a nation was a sovereign creation of God. It was not, Israel did not evolve out of the interaction of sociology. Israel came directly out of the prescription of God. So their scope of the understanding of kingdom was the nation of Israel. And so they asked him, will you at this time restore the kingdom unto Israel? Now, Jesus knew that they were trying to understand what he was teaching from the natural perspective. And they were trying to apply it in that context. And that was far away from what he was emphasizing. I was expecting that Jesus would have clarified their confusion and had brought them to the plane of his operation. Jesus did not feel any responsibility to do that. Will you at this time? He said, the problem with your question is that it was asked out of jurisdiction. Jesus was still responding to them from where he was. He saw their scope. And he didn't come to clarify them. He just said that the problem with your question is that it was asked out of the right jurisdiction. Because when it comes to the subject of times and seasons in the kingdom, that is the exclusive reserve of the Father. So it is not for you to know the times and the season that God has held in his own authority. That word there, power there, in the original language translates better, authority. That's not your portion in the kingdom. That's not your function in the kingdom. So your question about when deliverance will come to Israel is something that is beyond your jurisdiction as far as kingdom matters are concerned. That is the exclusive reserve of the Father himself. But in this same kingdom, just like you have digressed from your own jurisdiction to seek to understand things that are within the scope of the Father's prerogative, in this same kingdom, there is an allocation for you. In order for you to be an agent of this kingdom, there is a measure of power that has been allocated unto you so that your life will become a machinery under the auspices of that kingdom to establish it here in the earth. Hallelujah. Now, so he's saying that your portion is an allocation of power. You know, I said, if wonder is taken away from your life, it will be difficult for you to trust God. If rest is taken from your life, you will peg at a spiritual point. You will not be able to go beyond the spiritual point. And the devil is going to master you and humiliate you. Because the life of God at work in the vessel of a man must be moving him to higher levels of maturity. And if that is not the case in your life, Satan masters you and he formulates attacks and forges weapons that are defined within your scope of operation. And that's why whenever you see a believer that is not desperate, pressing into God, something has happened to him. He has been deceived. That is one of the symptoms of deception. The devil knows how you think. He knows your thought level, your thought pattern. And he always wants to interface with that, your thought pattern, to discourage you about spiritual advancement. At any point in time that you see that a believer is not, if you check the writings of Paul, he kept admonishing us how that we need to look away from the things of this world, press into God. If you stop pressing, you have been deceived. Now that is what happens to a man that doesn't experience spiritual rest regularly. He's not restored to factory settings. He has a setting that is different from the factory settings. And because of that, he can be compromised. And then I said, you need what? Power. And that's why Jesus said, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons which God has set in his own power. In this kingdom, God is not bothered that you don't understand some things. It's not bothered. Because there are some things that are held exclusively under God's authority. And it's not your business. Hallelujah. You will do very well even if you don't know them. A young man prayed for somebody and the person died. So he backslid and said, no, God is not. No. The fact that you misunderstand God doesn't make him less God. In fact, he's not under pressure to make you understand. Because according to the template of the kingdom, lack of knowledge is not a problem. Because you are not the one that calls the shots. Are you following what I'm talking about? That's why people's spirits are not strong. Their mind is still so strong. You are looking for times and seasons. Then that's not your portion. Your portion is that you have been allocated a measure of power. But that power will come when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And what he meant about that was the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are four words for power in Greek language. We need to know which one he was talking about. There's a first word for power in Greek language that is being referred to here. And that word is dunamis. Dunamis is potential energy. Dunamis is the energy that a substance has because it is on a height above another. Dunamis is inherent energy. And I'm going to explain to you what inherent energy is. It's not external energy. It's not like that energy that the psalmist speaks about when he says, we will look to the hills from whence cometh. No. That's not the energy. We're talking about inherent energy. We are talking about potential energy. And dunamis is not useful to you as dunamis. Dunamis must be converted from its potential into its kinetic form. And so the Bible says you shall receive power. That's your allotment. When the Holy Ghost is come upon you, you receive dunamis. Now, the apostolic model that we see in the book of Acts chapter 2 that continues steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread, in fellowship, and in prayers. The reason why they had to be steadfast was because it was dunamis that they received. Because of the kind of power that they received, that's why it was incumbent upon them to be steadfast. This is the story. Some time ago, it's 17 years now, we got stirred by the Holy Spirit, and a few of us began to pray together regularly. And one thing about the dunamis is inherent energy. You decide whether you want to use it or not. You know, the Holy Ghost came upon you powerfully. You wanted to stop it, but you could not stop it. And the river kept flowing, flowing, flowing. Many more things than you know happened to you that day. But after that day, that sovereign move of God, all right? You didn't know where it came from, but it just came upon you. After that day, that thing that happened to you doesn't need to happen again. Now, the deposit of that power is inside of you. That's the potential. You can decide whether you use it or not. So, when you receive dunamis, the responsibility for your life is no longer in God's hands. Because it is inherent. The responsibility for your life is now in your hand. And that's why we have a book called Acts of the Apostles. The reason why we have that book called Acts of the Apostles is because the power that was allocated to us as believers in the New Testament is not Kratos. It's not Iskus. It's dunamis. It's not energy. The energy, the strength that angels run with. That's not the type you received. What you received is dunamis. Now, in dunamis, you must have a way of converting that energy. And that is why speaking in tongues is the proof that you have received the Holy Spirit. There are many signs. All right? Some people prophesy, but there's something that is constant. You speak in tongues. That is a proof that you have received the Holy Spirit. And it happens to be in all the gifts that God has given. Speaking in tongues is the only gift that you can use at will. Now, let me confirm that. 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Are you with me now?
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray. If your Bible is a type, they underline will pray with the Spirit. And I will, you can underline that to pray with the understanding also. Now, the instrumentality by which we convert dunamis or potential energy given to us on the account of our being baptized in the Holy Spirit, the method of conversion, energy conversion, is speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is the only gift that you can operate at will. Paul says, I will pray in the Spirit. Now, it is governed by his will, not governed by the will of God. He said, I will pray in my understanding. It's under the government of my decision. And the reason why God gave us that gift, which is the only gift that you can wield at will, it is because of the kind of power we received. And I said, we did not receive Kratos. We did not receive Iskus. We received Dunamis. Now, have you ever had a matchbox? A matchbox. A matchbox is not a threat until you pick one matchstick and you convert it from potential energy. Then it gives off light. In this state that you are now, you are not powerful. Even though there's power inside of you. But the power that's inside of you is potential energy. And it is up to you to decide whether you want to use that power or not. And it happens to be that, just like I said, in our prayer group, we used to pray together. It's easier for us to pray corporately than for you to pray personally. And if for a long time you are praying personally and you don't have any corporate experience of prayer, you are close to an attack of the devil. Very close. And the devil that will come may not be a devil that wants to hurt you. It's a devil that wants to deceive you. Hallelujah. Sometimes I had to travel all the way from Lagos to come here, just catch 2 days of prayer with the brethren. Then I fly back. Spend so much money. But I know why I do it. Catch few days, catch, especially during the fasting. Catch 4 days, catch 5 days. I catch 2 days, catch 3 days. I go back. You decide what to do with the power that God has given you. It's on the strength of the fact that the power that we received is dunamis. That's why in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says, and they continued steadfastly. Now, in order for you to maximize dunamis, there are some adjectives that must be in your life. Notice that Jesus, in teaching them and fine-tuning their knowledge of the kingdom, Jesus gave them commandments. And those commandments that Jesus gave them were commandments apart from the Ten Commandments. Commandments that they had to uphold in order for them to make progress in their spirit life. We were not told the commandments that Jesus gave them, but in the practicalities, we are able to discover some of the things that they adopted, and by implication, we can deduce the commandments that he gave them. So the Bible says that they continued steadfastly in prayers, for instance, because that is how you use and maximize dunamis. You pray steadfastly. So we started praying in our prayer group. And when we started praying, just like it is for everybody that decides to become serious with his prayer life, what happens is that the chambers of your spirit begin to unlock. And what I mean by that is, your spirit is veiled as you are sitting now. Some of you have lived for so many years, you have not felt your spirit, because it's veiled. It's not only your soul that is veiled sometimes, your spirit is veiled. The chambers, the avenues, the arenas of your depths are veiled. Now, so what God does is that he begins to unlock these chambers as you begin to press into God. Because every gift that God gives is as deep as God. I hope you heard that. Now, God is not a carnal man. Because the Bible says, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? You cannot know the Holy Ghost, you cannot know the spirit realm, you cannot know places in Christ Jesus, except you begin to exercise yourself. You will to
exercise yourself. Now, you see, the reason why it was a corporate culture for all of them to come and pray together, and there was an hour of prayer, and everybody had to leave their business, leave their trading, leave their activities to come and attend to prayer. The reason was because the dunamis in us is as deep as God. You cannot exhaust it. But you see, you can maximize it, its potentials. And in maximizing its potentials, you need to decide to operate it. It is given to you. It's not sovereign. It's given to you. It's inherent. It's inside. There are many things, many wonders we experience when we become steadfast. So there are some adjectives in Acts chapter 2, which is the focal scripture that reveals the secret of the apostles. You see words like steadfastly. You see words like continued. Now, those things that were constant reveal the commandments that Jesus gave them. I believe that Jesus told them that the moment the Holy Spirit comes upon you sovereignly, a responsibility is given into your hands. And you will determine how far you will go with God. Now, so while we prayed on campus, the Holy Ghost began to come down and began to unlock our chambers. Just like if you're an evangelist here, an apostle, a prophet, you didn't know before. You didn't know. But you began to pray. And then for every revelation of Christ that you contacted, you discovered yourself a little more. What God is doing is that He's taking you deeper. Taking you deeper. A time comes when spirit life begins to overflow you, and the activities that take place in your spirit become more of essence to you than the activities that take place through your senses and the natural. But that depth, whether you access that depth or not, is dependent on whether you decide to use the potential that God has given you. When you see a believer suffering, it is not because God is wicked. Most of the time, it is because we have failed to follow the kingdom commandments. Now, what can you tell me now? Okay, you say, okay, maybe you are suffering because you had third class. I also had third class. But maybe your certificate, maybe because you got to first class, that's why you are suffering. Because you now began to trust in your certificate, and then God now revealed to you how futile your faith is. How baseless your hope in that factor was. God is not concerned about natural conditions. You are suffering. Activate that power. And no matter your circumstance and no matter your situation, you will see God make a beautiful life come out of the rubbish. But you see, it's up to you to decide whether you want what God is offering or not. It's up to you. We began to pray, and then things began to unlock. Suddenly I discovered that I had this thing with scripture. When I study the scriptures, it makes so much meaning to me. And when people come and begin to preach, I begin to wonder, is it that they forgot this aspect, forgot that? I was not like that before. But something inside was unlocked. And that function began to come out. You didn't see this. Hallelujah. Something, the depth. You see, a time comes when the depth becomes much. That even when the devil is operating the natural, it doesn't affect you because there is a depth. But if you have not reached that depth, the little erosion around can affect you. There is nothing the devil can sincerely do to you that will affect your destiny. It can affect your life, but it cannot affect your destiny. If it affects your destiny, you made a choice for it to affect your destiny. Not because the devil did something. No. We started praying. It was in a place of prayer that God spoke to me. Revealed the future to me. Still in prayer. Revelations began to come in prayer. Still in prayer. Exercising my spirit. I see sometimes when I'm full of God and a sudden activity that should bring fear comes, it hits like this and drops. Because there's an activity inside that is more intense than the things happening outside. Somebody might look at you, he's in the same condition with you, the same circumstance with you, but he doesn't have the same power. And he's overwhelmed by the circumstance, overwhelmed by the situation. But you are in the same circumstance, the same situation, and because you are doing something about it. You see, this power we are talking about, unlocking it takes time. And that's why I believe one of the commandments that Jesus gave them was that they should make sure, as a matter of duty, to engage the Spirit every day. That became their culture. And these guys were ordinary people, ordinary men. Hallelujah. Now that's why we allowed some ordinary people give us testimonies the other day. Sister Rose is a pastor of a church in the village. Went for dry fasting 4 days. Went to the village, began to cast out devils and heal the sick. The church assembled. These are unlearned people. I don't think she did primary school. And then you are ready, you have a degree, you know how to operate computer, you know how to. It's not that. What are you doing? And that's why your faith was not complete in the New Testament, except you were baptized in the Holy Spirit. It was not complete. But the apostolic order is that when you give your life to Christ, instantly you should be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And when you go for a crusade, don't just lead people to Christ and leave them like that. No, you have not fulfilled the quota. They should be brought to that point where they are baptized in the Holy Ghost. And when they are baptized in the Holy Ghost, they must be given the commandment of continuity. Because at that point, they can touch God themselves and know His reality. Are you still with me? Now, so this is a culture that we must adopt. Whether we are two, whether we are three, people must be led every day to exercise their spirit. Whether it is raining, whether there's intense sunshine, those ones are immaterial. We put ourselves in the way. Then after a while, you start having weight spiritually. You can pray for somebody, and the name of Jesus is potent in your lips, because you are calling that name from a depth. It's just like using a drill bit. You are drilling for water, and you keep drilling. You know, the Bible says, with joy you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. Showing us that your spirit is like a well deep inside. And so for you to reach the content of your spirit, and the content of your spirit from the time of your salvation is the Holy Ghost. You need to drill. Keep drilling. And then some other realities begin to break out. Some things begin to find expression. Some things begin to open up. The problem with believers is that we are not consistent. Many mighty things began to happen that time on campus. Many mighty things. Anointings, teachers were raised. All kinds of stuff began to happen. All kinds of things began to break out. Hallelujah. Few years after school, many people had lost the things that they received. Why? Because they were no longer steadfast. And because they were not steadfast, those things that they received, they could not retain it. My question to you today is, how many things have you lost? How many things have you lost? You know somebody burning for God today, and then you just give a gap of 6 years when you see the person lost. is not far-fetched. The person did not continue. Hallelujah. Did not continue. And Satan will do everything possible to make sure that you don't continue. Can bring a girl into your life that is willing to make sure that you die in sin. Then he opens an appetite of the flesh, uses that weight to wage you. When you see people praying, you will desire it because your spirit will call for it, but there's a wage. All of that is just to ensure that you don't continue. Because the power you were given is not Kratos. It's what is dunamis. And you have to exercise it according to your will. You must will to exercise it deliberately in order for it to take effect and to become powerful. In order for it to be converted from mere potential energy to become something that is active, something that is vital, something that can knock things down. And so the apostles really, is it a secret? Because it's plain in scripture. They continue. Those days my pastor used one illustration to encourage us. He said, they used to pray night vigil in one brother's house every Friday. No, they just went there one day, they were hungry, and they prayed. And that prayer was so sweet. Prayed for 9 p.m. The unction to pray was so much, it's 6 a.m. Then they now decided that, okay, they will continue praying every Friday. And when you begin to pray like that and there are witches in the environment, they will bring wage, what we call spiritual wage. Then suddenly, you are praying for 30 minutes, but you are wearing out. All of those resistances just to make sure you don't continue. If you were possessed with the devil, he would have stopped short the tap from inside, but you can't operate from your spirit, so he must wage you from outside. There was a brother those days on campus, when he prays in tongues and the Holy Ghost comes upon him, he can't stand again, he will fall down. His utterances were strong. One thief brother like that. When I went to Boko 12 years after we parted, I met him in Boko. He was blind. Meanwhile, those days he was our leader. Mighty in power. Went to Boko and saw him. His wife just held him. And he was blind. Now, that is not the destiny of anybody that is under God. But you see, there are sometimes when you do damage to the devil, it is in your best interest for you to continue. It's in your best interest. And it is when you refuse to continue that the devil comes to plunder you. But the thing about God is this, because he is God, his power can bring you out of any condition, any circumstance. At least in this hall now. Now, she was married to a Muslim. A Muslim is a spiritual man. A Muslim doesn't believe that anything should be done naturally. They have to eat some charm to ensure security and all of that. And when she came out and accepted Jesus, that was when she discovered that the wives of her husband, there was one that was a sorceress. Sometimes God allows us to have some problems so that we can continue. She learned how to pray. Unknown to her, her spirit was growing, her capacity was growing. So you see, what you become in the New Testament is what you desire. It's what you are the architect of where you get to. Because the power that is given to you as an allocation is inherent power that can be operated by your will. And so in this kingdom, anybody can become a giant if you just adopt the principles. My mighty brother like that used to move in the gift of prophecy. 5 years after school, I was in Otukpo. I think we went to plant a church. So he heard my tongues. Ah, he recognized it. He traced me. He did not continue. One like that went to London, started bringing goods and all of that. Before you know, he was a high-tech businessman, and he did not continue. The devil can pay money to make sure you don't continue. He can give you money, settle you, give you a car, make sure that there's a girlfriend, just so that you will not continue. And suddenly, as you are high in spirit, there's a girlfriend that comes. It doesn't continue. So this is the statistic. The statistic is that in 1,000 people that get baptized in the Holy Ghost, that is the current statistics. Those days, everybody that gets baptized in the Holy Spirit is compliant and continues. But today, among 1,000 people that get baptized in the Holy Spirit, is 7 that continue. 7. Not continue forever, continue for more than 5 years. And then in this 7, after 5 years, 4 will drop after 5 years. And only like 3 or 2 will continue it as a lifestyle. Why will the devil not kill all of us? Why will he not kill us? Now, do you know that Pentecostals in my country are many? You are not aware. When Kumuyi came for crusade, you saw the people in the stadium. 70% of them were Pentecostals. There are many in Makodi. Redeemed, living faith, everybody. But you know what? Nobody continues. We like the church game. Church is no longer working. The church action is no longer working. Because believers, after church action, they are still under oppression. And the oppression was allowed by God to push us to continue. Hallelujah. Now, let me see if I can identify the youngest person that has been continuing. Like this lady now. In the next 5 years, if she continues, she'll be far better than we were when we were her age. That's why we are crying. Because some of us were born into Orthodox home. And we did religion for long. Never had the Holy Ghost. Thank God for FCS those days. We were baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then we began to. I think I was baptized in the Holy Ghost at the age of 12. It would have been five. So that from there, hallelujah. By 21, I was an established Bible teacher. By 24, we're praying for the sick and we're seeing them healed. So if I started by 5, there would have been more results. Because the secret is in the Bible, is to continue. Just continue. As you are in the bus traveling from here to Abuja, don't be speaking in tongues. You begin to see that those prayers you are praying goes into the future. And it shapes your future. Before you arrive where the prayers have been, the road will be clear for you. A man that does not pray, when major things in your life come, if you have not been praying for long, when marriage comes, there will be problem because you didn't release anything into the future. And it's possible for you to even miss it because there's no grace standing speaking for you from the future. Prayer is like mist that can evaporate into your future. When relevant things happen, when it's time for your employment and somebody has to make a decision in your favor, it's so difficult because there's no resources. Now, what we are doing today is to establish a commitment to continue in prayer. That's the first thing. A commitment to prayer. If we check scripture, they had the hour of prayer. In the Old Testament, prayer times were 7 times in a day. You know, Muslims pray how many times? 5 times. David prays 7 times in a day. 7 times in a day. Can you pray 7 times? You know, if you take 24 hours and divide it by 7. 24 divided by 7. What? 3.6. So every 3.6 hours, you should stop and pray. If you pray that way, you'll be conscious of God throughout the whole day. But you know, it's better said than done to Christians today. But the point is that you must continue. There are times I shut down and I pray for 12 hours in tongues. Not because I'm asking God for anything. I just want to rest. That's the principle of spiritual rest. I just want to rest. And I begin to pray in tongues. Begin to pray in tongues. Maybe those 12 hours, I don't see any vision. I don't see anything. Just rest. Just rest. Just rest. And then by the time I'm done, after 2 days, after 3 days, I'm fresh again. When the revelations begin to come, they come fresh from heaven. My spiritual senses are cleaned up. They are switched on. So that if you come and you want to kill me when I'm sleeping, I'm more dangerous that time. Whether you come physically or spiritually, I will see you. And people that stay with me in the house, when they are alone in my room, they are afraid. There's something that makes them afraid. You feel a personality there. Then grace, you will not get escape. Just be nobody with you. You are just there. But there's something. You can do that and create a fountain. A personality sits on the prayer that you have made in your room permanently. That kind of a room, when somebody is sick, take them inside. 45 minutes, 15 minutes. I know what I'm telling you. If I lock you alone in that room, there's possibility that you'll be afraid. High possibility. Because people run out from there. You create things and your room becomes a place where angels traffic. Life is easier that way. You sleep better and you are sure you wake up. And all these things happen when you continue. All of us are witnesses when how Sylvester started. Sylvester. Where is Sylvester? Sylvester has been continuing. In the next 7 years now, if the guy begins to do deliverance and do healing and all of that, people will say, guy, no, it's the same thing. Continue. It's difficult to pray in the night in my court, especially with heat. There's a way around it. Look for stone. Put on trousers. Put the stone in your pocket. Let the stone be touching you. It will take sleep away. Try it. Stone. Put it inside the pocket. Load it very well. Load it. And continue. Continue. You will pay a price. Continue. Put stone inside. It will drain the sleep into your pocket. They continue. Everybody likes anointing. Likes power. On Sunday when power was flowing, people were, God, power. Everybody likes power. Let me tell you the truth. The secret to it is continuity. There's no charm that we are doing. Go to Hillary's fellowship. There is power. Well, every one of us should command it. Manifestations. In the airplane, I was just with one engineer. I said, you are going to Ibadan to meet with some people to discuss a contract. The first day you appear there, they'll reject you. But don't talk. Be quiet. They'll call you in the night. The second day when you get there, the camp will divide. 2 people will be for you, 3 people will be against you. It is on the 3rd day that you get the contract. But these 2 days, don't talk. Talk on the 3rd day.
He looked at me. I said, adios.
He went to Ibadan. They drove him out. They were the ones that called him from Calabar. They drove him. Then he began to look for my number. Because his wife told him, you are entering the plane with that preacher. Become his friend. So, but he's a big guy, you know. He's a big guy. Big engineer that's been around, you know. He said, be that guy's friend. Be his friend. The wife came to shake me and she fell down. He said, okay. So he told the husband, you are entering the same plane with this young man. Because she saw us at the airport as well. She came to drop her husband. She just came to shake. One big Edo woman like this. When I shook her, she fell. I remained there. So I went on. So she went to the husband and said, that man. So you know what? The man now came to me and said, my wife said I should cut you. So it's your wife's. You have not seen a vision about this matter. It's your wife's. This. So I now told him the things that will happen. He now went to Ibadan. The first 2 days followed. He called his wife. Do you have the number of that man? Guy, we don't have it. And then the third day was the same way I told him. Then we're on the plane again another day. Say, I'm not here because of my wife anymore. Yes. What you said the last time, it happened. Meanwhile, I just wanted to help him. I see a lot of things. Sometimes I see something, but somebody will come and be lying. So you pretend as if, Naso? Okay. You keep quiet. For 2 years, 1 year. And allow the person to waste his life. And it's not everything you talk. The senses open, they can stay open. They can stay open. Some of you gave your life to Christ and you were gifted. You were seeing visions and all. We didn't start that way. We prayed and God opened those fountains. It was at the airport like that. We were trying to buy tickets. They were moving somebody on the wheelchair. And the hand came. The hand. You don't need to be in a service. You see, when the depth has been quickened. Some of you say you don't feel his leading, you don't hear his voice. You are not deep inside. Allow the drill bit to dig. You will know that there's some earth shaking movement about 100 feet inside. Earth shaking. But you can't feel it from the surface. Suddenly the hand of God comes upon you. And then the person is a Muslim because of the way he's dressed. They cannot cap. And they are willing the person. Even a Muslim knows when he's hit. And then suddenly you are in trouble. Will I operate normally like a normal man in the airport? Or I shall operate by the Holy Ghost? And you want to go away, the Holy Ghost won't let you. Not here now. You'll be begging him, not here, not here. The person sitting by your side doesn't know what is happening. There's a battle. There's one man that they brought like that with crutches. And the whole aircraft was filled up. They had to put his crutches in the cabin. And he could not sit down on the economy seat. So they went to ask one guy in first class whether he can come to economy so that this crippled man, he said, if he needs to be in economy, he would have paid for it. It was available. And something came upon me. I disobeyed, though, but that thing came. I wanted to be correct. That was the day of the man's miracle. And the hand of God came strong to perform it. And I discovered that fear I had was because it was a level that I was in. So the fear was still relevant. When you drill beyond that level, that fear will not be there again. The more natural your eyes, because you have not drilled. You have not drilled. You still move in your anger, and truncate your destiny. You are not deep enough. We are not deep enough. We are going to pray. And one prayer point, that God will give us the grace to continue in prayer. It's no longer popular, but that's just the truth of the word of God. The grace to do what? Anybody can become anything under the hand of God if you have grace to continue in prayer. Grace to continue in prayer. Hallelujah. Grace to continue in prayer. I preached in a meeting. First night, God healed a lot of people. Second night, there was a long line for counseling. And one young man came and said, "Do you know me?" I said, "No." Maybe he thought I was Edo because of my surname. Said, "I'm so-so person's son." I didn't know the person, but he thought I was Edo. He said he has 3 oil wells in Edo State. And he wants to give me one. Then something moved inside my spirit. God now told me that I'm not giving you oil well today. Hallelujah. Say he has 3 oil wells. They are paying him royalties. And he wants to will one to me. If I accept, he will call his lawyers and they will rectify it. I say, you can't give God something yet. Sit down. Your destiny, your life is what I came for in this weekend. See what your life is. Let's deal with your life first. Don't give. When I counseled with him and prayed with him and he left, you know what he said outside the door? See, which kind of human being is that man? It's not anything big. It's just living in the spirit. There are some times where God is not giving you money. One guy came here, brought a car, and said he would have given this car to his wife, but he wants to give it to me. I said, you have made a mistake. I don't receive cars like that. Give your wife. Is that statement he made? He said he would have, if it is true that God led him to give, he would just come and say, Ogatek. He came and started a carnal story. I would have given, you have stopped. We don't take from people like you. Sorry. I know the car is costly. Give it to your wife. No, if God has led somebody to give you something, there's a way you will know. And if it's not God, don't put yourself in trouble. This person will still come back and say you charmed him. He will still come back. One pastor in Abuja, our pastor, the Benz he was riding, somebody gave him. After 2 months, the guy came back and said, with lawyer. He will come back. Don't receive it. He will come back with lawyer. And the man began to trek again. It's better for you not to have driven a car in Abuja. It's better for you to be trekking, to know how to enter bus, than for you to enter a vehicle. And he was in Maraba. You know that hold up? The car has been helping him. He has started getting used to it. He's becoming fat now. Then they now remove it. Say, no. God didn't say, I will have car today. I'm sorry. He took his car back. He said the same thing that the young man said. What kind of man is? No, just remain in the spirit. God didn't tell me that I will receive any car this year. Are you following? So if somebody comes with one, hold it first. Hold it. Hold it. I would have had a house in Abuja since. A duplex. Very one massive. But the person make that kind of statement. No. Give your wife. It's okay. Because they will come and receive it back. God didn't send them. Be consistent and be content with God. He will do his work. I met contractors. A contractor with Delta State
a surveyor. They surveyed the whole of Delta State and generated a map, 2014 map for Delta. The guy has a contract with River State, contract with Benue State, and contract with Akwa Ibom State. Full survey and mapping of a state is $4 billion. $4 billion. And the guy came to me for prayers that they have refused to release his money. When I checked, I saw that they will pay it. If I was a thief, I would have... You don't understand now. You will see it now. I would have said, in that $4 billion, what are you sowing to the ministry? What is... don't you think if the tithe of $4 billion comes here, Jesus, all this house will buy it and break. And we'll start from that end. That carpenter that used to point us with shade will take it. And all these places will break down and be used for car park. Then we'll just put a signboard there. Remnant Lane. Jesus. In fact, $400 million, I will resign. And come back and say, brethren, I'm back. The man, I met the richest men in the South. Even their chief. Eh? Their chief is my disciple. His number is in my phone. I preached where the deputy governor was. Preach kingdom. And the man is a retired colonel. When he saw the boldness with which I preached and the things I attacked, corruption and human sacrifice, when I sat down, he came and sat on the stool by the side. He said, I am His Royal Highness, so and so. And it's because of the deputy governor that they came for that service. I want to learn about God. He said, please, don't reject me. I want to learn about God. The next time I go to Calabar, I'm going to sleep in his palace. Gather the whole, all the stewards there. Let's start Bible study. Hallelujah. I told the man that he should go and pray and tell God how much he will sow to his church if that money comes out. Because God said he has to sow money. Now, if I told him that he should give me the money, I wouldn't have been wrong. But you see, He's a babe. If I do that, he will think that maybe we want his money. That's why we prophesied and then use our power to bring the money. No. Christ and his ministry should not be judged that way. So he now came and told me that he will give his church $10 million. Because I know his church. His church was the church I went to preach that he met me. And the church was under construction. The church is like a 1 billion naira project. All right? So I said, how much will you give? Say 10 million. I said, okay. Great. Your money will come. He called me yesterday night. He said, Pastor, the money came up. I have given the 10 million. I said, you are blessed. It has finished. Don't press. It's not your salvation. It's when we don't go deep that we become... I would have had many cars by now, but the people came and said some things. It's not God that is giving me. This is flesh. This is flesh. When you continue, we know the difference. Not every money you collect. Are you with me? I would have had an oil well in Benin now. You know, I'm working in the petroleum industry. I can make connections with Chinese government on how to exploit that well. Oh, yeah. We studied it. We studied the courses. We know the business. And then I just come back. I say, okay, we'll go. I'll go with the council members somewhere. I say, this land from here, it's our own.
Hallelujah. But it was not God that was offering it. If the devil could do that, because all of that the devil did so that I will not continue. Money in billions. All of that was done so that I will not continue. Occasion for me to steal money in the name of the anointing. All of that was done so that what? All of that. What's that? Met several people, several very rich Nigerians. I didn't know that the people, human beings have money like that. Didn't know. But if it's God that is giving us money, God will touch the person's heart. And the person will begin to look for us. Like the person that gave us this generator, he paid 200, 2 million into my account, that he is giving a generator, that he hears that Makodi is hot. The person is in Canada, for God's sake. Never seen anybody. That's how God gives a gift. So we could now buy these other ones. That's how we can hold a meeting from 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock. People didn't know. You would have known. Can we pray that God will give us the grace to continue? And we trust God to be able to bring our children into this way early. The devil is not so much of a problem. He's operating from outside. What you are operating with, what you are working with is inside of you. If you don't forsake that, the devil will not have so much meaning around. And it doesn't matter the poverty, it doesn't matter your certificate, it doesn't matter. Allow him. There are so many opportunities, doors. It's just that me, I don't believe I have a political call. I don't believe it. I'm not called into politics. Yes. If not, there are opportunities that people have seen my integrity and they want to bring me into some things. But it's not my line. It's not my line. They were doing union elections in the office. And I felt, if I contest, I win. True. I prayed about it, say, young man, that is not your line. So it's not even what you can, anything that you can succeed in that you just. It's not your line. It's not my will for you. My will for you is to preach and teach my people. Raise them. The politicians will come from them. They will represent the body of Christ. But you are a builder. Just be doing your own job. And let people be raised. I've seen all kinds of distraction. There was a very rich woman in Abuja. When I prayed, the first time I prayed for a cripple in Abuja, and the girl began to walk. Very rich woman. She sent her driver to my office and picked me up, brought me to Wuse. I don't even know the house again. And she said she wanted me to be a personal prophet, that she has heard of my prophetic grace. This house will be my house. I'll be on salary. I'll be have this car, this one, that one. I said, you know, if you are not deep in the spirit, there are some things you cannot say no to. I was just starting out in ministry, and she wants to end it. I told her, of all the things Jesus said I should do, this one you are saying is not one of them. In Wuse, I would have been attached. You know, those days, end of discussion is not common. That would have been my official car that time. With a house in Wuse, fully furnished. I would have driver moving me around. By now, I would have died with pride. Hallelujah. Prayed for a cripple in home fellowship. And then the home fellowship coordinators now informed the women leader, PDP, that time. So she was the one that called me. She was as... you could see the pride in her was like this. Of all the things Jesus said I should do, this is your request, is not one of it. So that what? We will not continue. I would have had a house in Abuja since. My mates in the church then, they are looking for a big man to pray for. And they say, you wait, they see like this. When you... There's one man like that, they went to pray for EFCC. A big police came and picked them. And they went... Police picked all of them. Abuja ministry is something else. Police came and to arrest the man, and they met them there. You people are this prophets, push off all of you to you are a culprit. You're a culprit. We are going to pray tonight that God will give us the grace for consistency. The grace for consistency. The grace for consistency. There is a place that God wants to lead us to. And only Him can take us there. No politician can help us. No politician can help us. If the governor calls me today and he says he wants counsel on one matter, I will tell him that consultation is free. This role, the church plays this one. We are called to do it for free. So don't be under pressure to bring transport. We do this one for free. All politicians have consulted with for free. So that you will not come tomorrow and say, we settled you. No, I will not be part of your iniquity. I will tell you the truth. Since you are not feeding me now. That's why I always tell us, if it will take you to work, to do work with government or something, so that you can say the truth, then that work is relevant. If it takes you to do business so that you can say the truth, that's a very good thing. It's a weapon in your hand. Because a time comes when people can no longer stand for God because they need to eat. But God will help us. Can we ask God to give us the grace to continue? The grace. Before we go on, let me ask to give two opportunities for two people to talk. Who is here today that what you used to be in the spirit, you have lost it? Don't be ashamed now. All right. The way to get it is to continue. I've lost many things in the spirit many times. Many times. And when I continued, when I got back, the things came back. And they even came back stronger and better. In fact, the coming contact is dedicated to recovery of spiritual things that people have lost along the way. And there will be great power. God showed me that vision this morning. Great power to restore things that people have lost. Great power. Can we ask God, help us to continue? Help us. Give us the grace. To continue. Now, for the next 1 hour that we'll be praying, Now, mean it from your heart what you are praying. Mean it. Okay? Mean it from your heart. Some of us need to recover our prayer lives. Some of us have stopped studying. In what? The scripture. And those disciplines, we are going to bring it back. Praying the scripture, praying prayer walk. Sometimes you need to, don't take your car, just park. And from BSU to tent, just pray in tongues. Maranta, that's prayer walk. Now it will become, you become so used to it that every time you are walking, you find yourself at liberty to pray in tongues. It's very important, prayer walk. Because the Bible says you should pray all kinds of what? Prayer. So we look for opportunities to fuse prayer into our lives. One of the opportunities is praying scripture. Another opportunity is what? Prayer walk. Another opportunity is what we call prayer travel. You are traveling from here to Ushongo. How many hours? Where is Steve? Ushongo? 2 hours. And you can't come down in the 2 hours, so you pray in tongues. Prayer traveling. just be flowing. I mean, not loud tongue. Small, small one. That's the one I was doing, traveling to Zaria, and one man and just shouted, "Hey!" His chant just stopped working. And that was what he went into the bush to renew. 400,000. And while we were in transit, he got angry and asked the driver to drop him. He insulted. And Boroba shaking. That is prayer travel. You can detonate and neutralize charms in the vehicle. When you see your driver, after every round around about, he will touch something under the steering. You neutralize it. So it's not by the grace of that charm you are traveling, it's by the grace of the Lord Jesus. Can we ask God for the grace to continue? Many times we come for services, mighty anointings are released, and we miss them, we lose them because we are not consistent. That God will give us the grace to continue, the grace to continue. Now begin to exercise yourself in the Spirit now. This is our culture. In the community of Christians, this is our culture, to exercise ourselves in the Spirit. It's a culture that God calls us to function in. Monte salababoria maschise labarante. Monte seke branda babarasque soparina hasaila maharadante. Monte samina brantaba bosa heke samanta scubalantemina. Monte celebranta casomina branta babalai. Grace to continue. Grace to continue. The Bible says it's a good thing that a young man bear his yoke while he is young. It is at the youthful age we are supposed to build ourselves, so that at old age you are already flowing in the streams. You are full of God. The beauty has moved from your face and it has moved to your heart. The continued steadfast in breaking of bread, in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in prayers. Give us the grace to continue. Give us the grace to continue. Molenda rabasaka mantale bosela. Mebros canta babosa natekeska bera. Mebros seketani mahambra sata baboria. Jamene kaske sozoneta ila cambrena. Somera kiska mansa manta planta babona katebo. Sheka mantala baboria sabalante. Semina planta baboria sakalante. You cannot allow that which God has placed upon your life to be compromised by the devil. The attacks around your life cannot decide your direction. You will decide what obtains, because God has bestowed power. There's an investment of power that is in your spirit, and that investment can be operated at will. Monde la sika marahambra saila baborima. Shekabanta babo setani masaile. Shekabranta baska baranta baboria. That God will impart upon your life the grace to continue. Grace to continue in the Spirit. Grace to continue in the way of God. Grace to press on in prayer. Even when the heat is intense and the distraction is intense, that God will bestow grace. Grace to keep, grace to continue, grace to linger in the place of prayer. Moreske samarata planta babola makai. Moreske sendo zenahi. Shekomproske babalahanta baboria. Shamina braske tomse tela branta babaraka masaina. Shabra masata baboleta diskambre. Mena saila branta babolima santa branta babolata. Don't be discouraged because of that which the devil does.
in the circumstances in order to discourage you, in order to weigh you down. No. The Bible said that they continued steadfast. This was their culture. This was their lifestyle. Imama rahasaila zogena briske mosoko morosani manantesko baranda esomina braska talamabora nakaske imasaila sodamire kaparante imasaila blegesaila mabora imasaila blegedela bakura masanta imasaila branta babolima kasketobi imasaila blegedela bakuria mamasiata montose kamananta sebalata. Something mighty can come out of your life if only you are determined to continue, if only you are determined to keep focus and to keep pressing and to keep accessing God and to keep calling upon His name. Suddenly God will make a way where there seemed to be no way. Ingo Santa Branzaila Dragasa Balataya Eman Santala Babora Maskanda Shamina Braskes Copera Niskenda Branta Babola Baza Ento Sente Maracanda Baboria Ento Sente Bregadela Baskabalata Ento Samina Branta Babora Masenda Ento Mina Braskatamina Sakabala Ento Mina Branta Babose Naske Sobalande Ibramasaka Branta Babola Makatana Ibramasaka Talababoria Masanta Ikamasanta Babola Bataya In Kabasata Kadabori Balanda, in Kabasata Batabola Basanda, in Kabarabaseta Barata Ba, in Kabarata Bata Babola Bata, in Kabarata Bata Babosa de Alabasata Man, in Prescate Mosabarata, Babrasaka Balata Bata Babolata, Babrasata Bata Babola, Babrasata Babori Matalia, Esoparata Bata Babole Matalia. Onko basenta ble, mekaskanda babora masanda, mekaspeto sabaranta baboli malataya, mekreke sabarante skombra, paratos kamena sanda, paratos seka branta baboria, paratos samalata branta babalata, eko samaranta presko sami, parasko pregedela manguria, izazananta branta babalata, izazananta branta babolata, izazananta branta babalata, Masata Kosamilaha, Masata Branta Babosa Nate, Kaba Balata Basata Balataha. The devil wants to steal from you. He wants to lead you away from that deposit and the investment of God. He wants to give you another priority. For the Bible says that they continued steadfast. Nothing could oppose them. Nothing could stop them. Nothing could make them shut down. They continued. And suddenly, the hand of God began to open up. Their capacity began to increase. Their ability began to increase. Suddenly, the measures of God in their life began to increase. Suddenly, the oppression of the spirit began to increase. Something new began to break out. The hand of God began to descend. Visions began to come. Revelations began to come. God began to show them their future so that the devil will not be able to put them under pressure and make them succumb to his schemes and his wiles. When we open the key by continuity, mighty things begin to happen. Mighty things begin to take place. God begins to empower. God begins to empower. Suddenly, the witchcraft hold on the family can no longer prosper. Suddenly, things begin to happen. Suddenly, your healing comes. Suddenly, the deliverance of your children begins. Suddenly, something else begins to reign. Oh, Sabalande, so give us the grace to stand by the altar. Give us the grace that was upon the life of Elijah that made him say, As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, that grace to stand before the Lord might come upon us. Oh God, you are not a man that you should lie. Neither are you the Son of Man that you should repent. Your thoughts concerning us are thoughts of good and not of evil. The devil cannot make an evil thing out of our lives because we are under your government. We bear your name. We ask, oh God, that you begin to release the destinies of your people. So unto us, make and mighty things that we do not know. Make, oh God, our hands to fight, our fingers to war. Cause us to come out of the intimidation of the enemy, to stand our ground and to say to the devil, you are not in control. God is in control. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for the strength to tarry, the strength to continue, the strength to persist in the spirit. More than the Bokoria Masanda. More than the Bokose Namaranta Babari. More than the Bosike Sosomoto Hombro. Bebasaida Masaka Branta Babola. Rekoskete Branta Masabarata Madababo. Is Gosamante Zahizahana. Manda Babose Pregazahila. Bebra Sata Babola Katebo. Bebra Setomina Zahana. Bebra Kata Babola Zahane. Bebra Sata Branta Babarata Mase. Bebra Kata Bola Zigara. You cannot fail because your God cannot fail. Your life cannot be a laughing stock. When men think that you have broken, you are battered, you are finished, in the same instance, God will arise with power and his favor will shine upon your life. The Bible says that they continued. Nothing could make them stop. Nothing could make them stop. Nothing could make them stop. Oh God. The Lord will hold your hand strong, and the enemy of your soul will be defeated. In Koba Zemina Zahalai, Escobre da Makata Baboria, Escobre Sahinze, Escobre la Makata Babarata, in Barata Brata Babosa Mata, in Breketali Boseke, in Breketele Beguria, in Masata Babalata, in Masata Baboria, Akabalata Mescote. Grace to stand up in the night and call upon the name of the Lord. Grace to pray on the streets. Grace to pray in the sitting room. Grace to pray while you are cooking. Grace to pray when you are doing the dishes. God bestows grace upon his people.
Pepro Santa Barata Branta Babori Makana, Papra Santa Dada Baboria, Papra Santa Dada Babori Malante, Papra Santa Branta Baboria. With God by your side, all things are possible. With God by your side, the impossible is made possible. Suddenly there's an opening. Suddenly the Lord begins to do a work in your life. There continues steadfastly. Father, today, we ask for that grace
to continue. That grace to continue. That grace to continue. That grace to continue. That grace. That grace. That grace. That grace. That it might be bestowed. That it might be bestowed on your life. In combo samarata brata babale. In combo roseke barabaskan. In combo sabarata. Mambale soko bahila. Babrasata babosekam. In sobrate costa malata. In brata babosa manata. In brata baboseke malata. Ibrahim Tabosa Matania Exercise your spirit. 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 The devil never won. It's just that you accepted defeat. If you can rise up from your inside, God will begin to write again. And another chapter will be opened. Another page will be opened. The Bible says, they continue steadfastly in prayers. Shebaro kasketa sandala labor, manta labora maskade baret, esomina manta baska balad, papra santa labose mazeda hila kaskemade, epata labora maskadia, epatanda sabarata planta babola, epatanda sebregede la makuta ma, papra santa balata, papra kanta babola makatelia, esomina planta basa balata. Ebregedela Makuria, Manta Babosa Mata Planta Babalata, Eskamasa Planta Baboni, Ebregedela Makata Planta Basabala, Escobregedela Makuria, Escamenso Zena Dahila Tata, Escamina Santa Planta Baboli Balata, Ebranta Babalata, Ebranta Babosa Mantelaria, Escaparata, Escaparata, Masayeta Kate, Ebregedela Makuria Mamasata, Abranta Basabaleta. Mantos Kesamanta, Simanta Pratama Bodabalataya, Abata Balan Sabara, Abata Pratama Bora Marata, Abarata Bora Masata, Abarata Masaba Batala, Abarata Bora Masata, Abarata Bosteta, Abarata Bori Matatania, Abarata Maskata Borama. Etokomoso, Etomaleva say, Etominaskanda. Apparatus Cobregade, Apparata Babolata, Apparata Babolata, Apparata Babolata, Santa Barataya, Embrosamante, Isabaracasca Comina, Antalababora Casca Tamina Blatamaboria, Severete, Pocoria Mama, 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 Poconsenante. Mokonsamanda, Mokonia Mamarakaska, Sebara Seconda, Ibrahma Santa Babolatala, Abrakatala Baboro Kotemala, Abrakatala Basakatala, Abrakatala Babora Makanda, Abrakatala Babora Masia, Ila Mamasketobo, Meso Kere. Meso We give you praise, Lord. Bestow upon us the anointing to continue, to be steadfast, to continue, to continue, to continue, to continue in the night, to continue in the daytime, to continue praying the scriptures, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in our understanding, praying along, praying along, praying along, releasing the grace of God upon your family, releasing the grace of God upon your children, forbidding the word of the work of the devil, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. The devil is not in control. God is in control. Om paraseka manabara. Om parabaroskes gobrenda babor. Om parababosa mantale bokor. Imamante setabaha. With a stammering of the lips and with a new tongue will I speak unto these people. This is the rest wherein you may cause the weary to rest. Bring us into rest in the spirit. Bring us into rest in the spirit. Bring us into rest in the spirit. With the stammering of the lips and with a new tongue. Oh Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, the way the kingdom of God is configured, grace is given to the one that sets out to obey. Now you want to start up a prayer life, you want to recover your prayer life, and you just find out that sleep has become a stronghold. As you set out to obey, grace is released. That grace is not coming from your humanity, it's coming from your spirit. It was there all along in potential energy. Until the day you will decide, I want to step up, then grace begins to come. Grace begins to come. The more you comply, the more you see the grace. Then you realize that before you became born again, God made plans for your survival. I know many of you here that began to pray because there were challenges in your family. That's a good reason to start. Some of you have subdued the challenges, but you have discovered that prayer has become a lifestyle. There is grace in it that will establish you when you comply. The thing is, will you continue? A time came when I speak in tongues, then I hear the angels sing. So I now try to sing their song. Most of the time they sing in tongues of angels. So I copy the tongue that I hear and I maintain the tune. And when I do that, the presence of those angels become literal in my room. See, as you obey, the grace is released. Now God will give us the grace to obey. Spirit life is exciting. You'll find out that there's more excitement inside of your spirit than outside.
such that you can lock yourself in a room for 3 days and you never feel bored. Things are coming out of the spirit. How many of you have tried that before? Lock yourself up for 3 days. My mommy, come. You will explain. Because a lot of people are afraid of this thing.
3 days.
3 days is short, my friend. Now, how was it? What drove you into that? Was there a problem? A challenge?
Praise the Lord. There was a burden of a lady and a husband in my church. And what happened was that the burden came and I was led to pray for them. And before I go into the prayer, I decided to pray myself and equip myself before going to them.
Okay.
It was a challenge of a
fruit of the womb. And it was about affecting the marriage.
It's about affecting the marriage, and God laid it in my heart strongly, and even in my dream I saw them.
Okay, wait, I need to use your illustration to explain some spiritual things. You know what a burden is? A burden is God conferring upon you responsibility. If you have a burden from God and you don't execute it, if evil happens, God will require the blood from your hand. Now, you see, as we go in the kingdom, the path becomes narrower. What it means is that your liberty, God begins to constrain you more to bear burdens and responsibility. That is a sign that you are growing spiritually. When the Holy Spirit begins to constrain you through burdens and assign you to take up a matter as if your life depended on it. Because these days, what young guys pray about is just marriage, relationship. Our life is too shallow. This thing she's talking about is no longer common among believers. For people to be burdened for other people. She didn't go into 3 days for herself. I've discovered that when I move like that, and sometimes I forget for days that there's something called food because of you. I will stay in Lagos, I can see my house. Then I call my wife, I say, who is that person there? I say, oh, this person. I say, no. She has teeth, long teeth. You see it. Body. How many of you have ever experienced a body? God put something on your hand. It's a sign that you are still alive in the spirit. Do you know that a burden can be on your heart for 2 weeks? It's still there and you are not normal. Yes, you are marking scripts, yeah, but you are not a burden. Sometimes a burden that God will place on you is heavier than you. You need to call some other people to help you bear the burden. It's as if it's killing you. People that have come to levels in their walk with God where God gives them burdens, they are not operating from the surface. They are dug deep. Somebody wants to die and then suddenly God says, do not sleep. Death comes. Death stands afar off. And then for 7 nights you can sleep. And then when they say don't sleep in the office, they call you for to receive cargo. You are standing on the tank till 9 p.m. looking for petrol. And the instruction is what? You come back and take drug so that you stay alive. That's important. People will say you will fall sick. As long as it's the Lord's body, you will never break down. And when you bear somebody's burden, sometimes God will not even allow you to share it with them. Most times, 90% of the time, doesn't even allow you to. You will sit there and say, "Ah, oh, you are blessed, you are blessed." But there was chastisement that brought them peace. It's just that it was laid on somebody else. There are many things we can avert. That's why we need to love each other. So that when you are standing up for somebody, you will not feel cheated. You feel that it's like your bone and your flesh you are rising up. Whenever there is love in a fellowship, we can move mountains. While the conference was going on, I was scheduling people for night watches. Because I know what we were touching. And I knew that the devil might strike some of us in the night. So people were doing night duty, hanging out for everybody. After you do the wires and you do everything, 12 midnight they rise up and they pray till 3 o'clock. Then when the battle is handed from darkness to light, that's 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. they can sleep. They have spoken into the morning. That's what the Muslims do. That's why they wake up by 5. Wake up before 5 and speak into the morning. Their incantations will fail. When last did you bear a body? Because there are bodies that are laid upon you by the Holy Ghost. There are some bodies that you see some things and you are touched. And you take it to God. That's how Christians behave. I remember some women became touched about other women in the fellowship that have not been able to take it. That one was not the Lord that laid it. They observed it and they were troubled. Sorry if I expose your secrets. Sorry. And they are crying. That's love. In that kind of camp, for the devil to win, it's impossible. Some other people are troubled about choice young men, choice young ladies that are not yet married, and it's a burden for them. It's a burden. Some other people are burdened about pastors that are not yet married, that God do something. What burden are you carrying? Your own is you are praying for your school fees, and your measure is just small. That's why grace cannot come, because your measure is small. Meanwhile, when we left our own issues and began to take bodies, we were healed. We were healed. I used to be very sickly. Then I became like stone. Because he saw that I was useful. He needed to have to deploy resources to keep me going. How was he? Go on, sister.
Praise the Lord. So I went 3 days dry fasting and indoor.
3 days. Did you die?
No, sir.
Oga, you not go die.
That 3 days that I was indoor and dry fasting, I was only...
That people are afraid of that name, dry.
I was...
Let's discuss dry first, dry. People are afraid of it. Joe, when last did you go on dry? If you have ulcer, go and buy fruit, mango, Every 2 hours, take some mango. That's if you have ulcer. Because what ulcer wants is, let there be food inside every time. It doesn't have a cure. But if there's food over time, it will cure itself. All right, so if you have those, the reason why I say tell me before you fast is I will ask you, do you have ulcer? At least we didn't go to school for nothing. For some of us, we have been fasting for long. Our system is used to it. Sometimes I forget food. I'm not fasting. I just forget. Hey! It's 12 midnight already. Then I say, I insist I must eat. They'll go and fry egg. Take that one. And then you move it. For long. I was in a bus in Lagos when I saw that the devil wanted to kill Tena's wife. The same devil that visited my house in Lagos when my wife was to deliver this girl. The hands were longer than the demon. The demon was short like this, but the hands were 3 times longer and big, muscular. And he told me, he said, I am the midwife. Then he brought an album. I know a demon has not appeared to you before. You have not been causing much problem. Brought an album like this. And I saw a lot of fine ladies. They choose one for your wife. Because this is your current wife. She is going. So just choose one. The midwife. So I now told the demon, even if my wife dies, I will not marry again. He didn't like my answer. Because he wanted me to choose that my wife would die. I said, if she goes, I will remain single for life. Then he became a mist and left. So I called my wife and said, live forever. But she didn't understand the meaning. I was in a bus. Then I saw the midwife going to Tena's house in Kaduna. And I called him. I said, the demon at work. Meanwhile, the wife was bleeding as I was calling. I said, the demon at work is called the midwife. Speak directly to it. Then I switched off. Her eyes were going. And he was asking a diplomatic question. What I told you that we will fulfill together, have we done it? That's not the way. Address the spirit. We have not done what we... No, don't preach. The midwife. That was how our spirit came back into our body. The devil is a bad devil. But the power of the Holy Spirit in you will help you to bear burdens for your people. Go on, sister.
After that 3 days fasting,
will you allow us to do 1 day dry? 1 day. Okay, I want everybody to recover first. You need 6 months to recover. How many months have you done? You know, no. Let's carry. You will see the glory of God. Go on. Did you see anything while you prayed?
Yes, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
First, God asked me to ask them to do sadaka, that is, buy biscuits for children and sweet, mix it together and share. So I was asking God, I said, if I go to pray, they might not believe me. What will I tell them? What will I say? So within that 3 days, in the night, then I saw a man said, go, and I'm giving you a song, just a song. If you go to that house, sing the song. As you sing the song, come out of the house and leave them. So he gave me the song that the...
Wait first. I'm explaining your experience. Now, fasting is starving your flesh to stuff your spirit. So as you are starving the flesh, You have maybe a tape that you are listening to. You have your scriptures. And maybe you have a Christian book that you want to use that time to read. God can speak to you through anything. He can speak to you through the message. Speak to you through the scriptures. Can speak to you through the book. But this is the proof that God speaks to you. When He speaks to you, His words will stand out in your heart. Don't joke with that word. That's why you came to fast, to receive that word. Because if God is going to shape anything, He shapes it with the power of His word. When we are praying about a matter, if God speaks, it means He's interested. You might be reading a book and then the author made a statement and it leaps from the book. That's why you went to fast. You went to fast to receive the word of the Lord. Not to fast so that you can come and lead prayer here and say, you went on dry. Those words you receive must come to pass. They'll shape your life. Sometimes He doesn't give words. Sometimes He gives a song. For me, most times, it is a song. That song is like an oxygen cylinder fused into your spirit, and it enlarges your spirit as if you are taking in oxygen, fresh oxygen. Take note of the words of that song because they will come to pass. I fasted like that and prayed for a meeting in Zaria. And what came was a song, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates." So I started singing the song. I didn't know that what was going to happen is that God was sending us to confront the gates of Zaria. That was the day we heard the meeting. And it was as if the moon came out like this. And when we did some prophetic prayer, the rain that fell that night was terrible. The next day, we're holding the meeting and we knelt down on the crusade ground and said, "Lord, show us a sign." Rain fell and fell till ABU gate and it did not cross. If you cross the gate outside, you are inside rain. But if you cross, there was no rain on the crusade ground. No rain on the ground. The gates were confronted. The next day in the morning, God said, "Pack your load and run out of this town." Strange things happened thereafter. But the word of God came in a song. So don't always expect scripture. Sometimes it's what? Go on.
The song was, "Your name is lifted above every other gods. I should sing it and leave the house." So when I went to the man, I told him, I said, "God lays in my heart and He says,
listen
to
me,
do.
Spiritual warfare does not end with prayer. Spiritual warfare ends with wisdom, with direction, with an instruction. The warfare is still on until the instruction comes. Is the execution of the instruction that releases the power of God. Tell your neighbor, spiritual warfare does not end with prayer. It ends with wisdom. It ends with an instruction. It ends with a strategy. Go on.
I went to the man and I explained to him that I had a ministration and God told me to ask you to do sadaka. He said, that is his way that he has been doing. He has said, this one. I saw where people were sitting in large quantity and there was a biscuit, different colors of sweet, and there is two goro inside the tray.
Okay.
And your wife was giving it to everybody. And the goro was given to a particular woman in our church there. I said, I will direct you and you will do everything. He said, okay, that he's going to do it. So that third day of the dry fasting, I went with the dry fasting. And I told him before the dry fasting, and when he said this is the day he will be at home with the wife, then I counted my days. The third day of the dry fasting was on Sunday. Then I went after morning service. Then I pray, I sing the song, they join me. After singing the song, I left the house. It was not long, within that week, then we went to Mommy Akagigi, father's burial. So when we went there, we were all sitting outside the tent within that night. So suddenly, I was on the chair, I lay my two legs on the second chair. Then I slept off. Then daddy came and lay his hand on my head. Say, as from today, you are no longer what you are. You operate in another realm. Different. I was even struggling. Then when I woke up, I thought I would see him standing. I didn't see him. The fear gripped me when we came back. I ran to mommy. That is mommy, daddy's wife.
Okay.
I explained the dream. Then she canceled me. And since then, my life has not been the same.
Listen to me. One thing we need to pray for now is the grace for spiritual discipline. Some of you, the warfare around your life requires some discipline. It requires 2 days dry fast. Remember, spiritual warfare does not end with prayer. It ends with what? An instruction. So as long as it takes you to get an instruction, that is how long the warfare will persist. Number two, when you are doing a dry fast or a fast and you are spending time indoors, which is the model. Amen? Now, maybe before this month comes to an end, I'm on leave now. We'll do a day of prayer on Saturday morning. Then we'll release the women so that you can go and cook for the house and join us. The young men will remain. We'll build it from morning to evening. You can break your fast after. You will not feel it. I will tell you what to do, not to feel the pressure of your fasting. How to kindle the spirit so that it can take away the infirmity. When you are deeply in a spiritual discipline, heaven is zooming into your spirit. Zoom. You know what zoom is for camera? It's zooming into your spirit. A lot of light is being transmitted. A lot of light. That light sponsors spiritual encounters. And without spiritual encounters, your status does not change spiritually. Are you with me? Can we pray together? Pray for your neighbor, hold somebody's hands and say, Lord, release the grace for spiritual discipline. That is the way of the apostles. This picnic Christianity is not yielding the grace. Sister, have you ever fasted for 21 days before? It's a long time ago. Recently. Now you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Fasting to you will have a different meaning. Can we pray? Pray for that person. You know, some people don't like staying in the presence of God. Wants to run out of the room. Wants to run out. No. A Saturday like that, you can just go in by 8 o'clock and you come out by 3 o'clock. Praying, listening to tapes, reading books. We talk too much. There is no city that can swallow you. Lagos, Port Harcourt, Abuja. Release the grace, oh God, for spiritual discipline. Release it on his life. Yes, Father. Are you plagued with the spirit of immorality? Go for 3 days dry fasting. You can be delivered from that spirit. Heaven will zoom into your spirit. The power of God will zoom into your spirit. The hand of God will zoom into your spirit.
Susanatema Haile Makuna Imamo Susanatema Ikamonde Haile Kandamo Susanatema Ela Moramine Haile Kandamo.
Now, let me use this as an example. Now, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw that if not for your prayer, one of your sons would have died. You are aware of that? Now, listen to me. You cannot stop the devil from planning. Sister, you can't stop the devil from planning. He has bad plans. But if you decide not to do anything, his plan will work. Not because he's almighty, but because you refuse to do anything about it. I just use our own case as a case study. God showed me that. Some books were opening. I was seeing some people, the things that they changed through their tarrying. If you want to change something, you see, your life is going like this, and you say, I don't like this. 3 days, you change it. Because heaven will beam into your spirit. You are suffering from a spirit of immorality. Easy. 3 days, it will drive, it will leave you. Because God will purify you from inside, and that spirit will not have any debt to hang on. Want to stop smoking? 7 days. The cigarette, when you smell it, you'll be allergic to it. It is you that refuse to do anything. So what the devil planned now worked. There's one loss that is coming in your life. He wants to take away your destiny. Whenever you sense it, it means there is warfare. You withdraw, you take a fast. People are giving you food, say no. Don't allow what the devil planned to come to pass. Don't allow it. Hembafan, va. You want to say something? Yeah, you can take the mic. Where is Hembafan?
Praise the Lord.
Va hem.
What Daddy has just said, there was the day Mommy brought Esther to Sandra Hospital. And she decided to dash into my house. And when she came, we discussed and we started praying. She saw exactly what Daddy saw about my first son, the one next to her. And we were together and we prayed. And she said it's over.
Now, I just saw that many things that we allow the devil to do, not because God is not powerful, you did not do anything about it. Many times in Lagos, I'll see what God, the devil wants to do with my son, and fly back. One time, the devil succeeded, broke through the burglary, the spiritual burglary, and afflicted him. And when I came, I touched his stomach, touched his head. Touch his head. 30 minutes, the boy became well. The devil had a plan. But what? You can disappoint it. It is in your power to do. Listen to me. There is nobody present here today. Maybe you have a sickness that has the potential to kill you. You will not die. You'll be healed of that sickness. Maybe not today. But you will not die of it. And I'm speaking to you by the Holy Ghost. You may not be healed today, but you will not die of it. God will wash it out. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't do anything about it, it will happen. But when you do something about it, you take responsibility for it. When the devil even thinks he has finished your life, a new life will begin. The Lord give you understanding. In Jesus' mighty name. Let us take time to press. Number two. Now, there's a sister. And I noticed she was not part of the conference. So I called her and said, hey, where are you? She said she's in town. Why are you not in the meeting? She said God told her to do retreat, fasting. Listen to me. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe also in his prophets, so shall you what? Those are two principles that must be carried along. Even if God said, do a retreat, you need spiritual authority to bless you in that mission. Now, so what she did now has no spiritual value. So when I called her, opened the scriptures to her, and showed her, if you had consulted me, I would have said, wait, let's finish this meeting. Because God can minister to you without you having to do that. It's not by power. It's not by man. Not by man. If you are going to leave the fellowship of the brethren, you must be given the pass to do so. Meanwhile, you can carry on a fast and still come for prayer. Carry on a fast. You are doing personal fast. You are still coming for prayer and all of that. There's nothing as strong as the spiritual covering. The Lord will give you understanding. Now, as we go on in the teaching, I will show you times when I encounter demons face to face. Not small demons. I mean principalities. And they could not crush me. And there's a reason why. God will give us the grace to continue his spiritual disciplines. In Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget, the example I gave, her son would have died if she allowed it. There are many things you can change. Don't allow the devil win. in Jesus' mighty name. Because of time, I can't. Some things have opened, but we'll keep it. No problem. We'll just keep riding.